Unit 8, Lesson 3, Exercise 2C.
What is the area of Australia?
If you look at the map of the world, you'll see that Australia is the biggest island in the world and its smallest continent. It's only a little smaller than the USA, and it is bigger than Western Europe. By the way, it's 30 times bigger than Great Britain.
And are there any mountains in Australia?
It's one of the oldest lands in the world. Although there are some mountains along the east coast and some along the west coast, the centre of the country is very flat. You can drive for hundreds of kilometres through the great deserts of Western Australia along roads that never seem to go up or down.
And what's the landscape like?
The landscape isn't boring at all, because in this great flat land, there are some wonderful places. Although rain never falls and the land is very dry, the deserts are beautiful. Red, orange and brown. There are great salt lakes, interesting plants and animals, and there are strange rocks that stand out of the flat desert floor. The most famous of these is the largest piece of rock in the world, Eyre's Rock. It is a very special place in Central Australia. The rock is red. It is 335 metres high. And you can see it from many kilometres away. Native Australians call it Uluru and believe it is holy. There is magic there.
What parts of Australia do people live in?
They can't live in the deserts, on rocks or in salt lakes. In fact, most of them live in the cities of the east coast. There are only about 19 million people in Australia, and it's a very big country. You won't believe it, but there are 10 sheep in Australia for each person who lives there.
When did Europeans first learn about Australia?
Before Cook, all world maps used to have words Terra Australis Incognita, Southern Unknown Land, on them where Australia and Antarctica are now. Captain James Cook discovered Australia in 1770. But the first European visitors were the Dutch. They settled there in 1616. Later, in 1788, the first British settlement appeared in Australia. Britain sent some criminals there.
When did the first people appear in Australia?
Oh, that was much earlier. On old rocks in Australia, you can see the so-called X-ray paintings of people and animals. They were left by the first native Australians. Some of the paintings are about 40,000 years old.
And what's so special about Australia?
The local wildlife, of course. But what surprised me most when I came there first was the sky. If you look at the sky above Australia, you'll see that it is absolutely different. The stars that you see are different. On the flag of Australia, there is the Southern Cross, a group of stars you can't see if you look at the sky in Britain, for example.